Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Farinelli and the King. Such is Mark Rylance's reputation as our greatest living actor, a reputation cemented by his recent turn as Thomas Cromwell in the TV series Wolf Hall, any play featuring him is going to be quite an event. People would frankly turn up and pay to watch him read the phone book, such as The Man Standing at the moment. So, couple that with the magical draw of the candlelit Sam Wanamaker Playhouse and the chance to be within touching distance of the man, and that draw becomes irresistible. This is the debut play by Rylance's wife, Claire Van Campen, which has probably helped in getting Rylance on board, but then if you're married to the country's greatest actor, why not call in a few favours? It tells the story of King Felipe V of Spain, played by Rylance, whose bipolar disorder leads to bouts of depression bordering on insanity, coupled with acute insomnia. Having tried every other remedy, his queen, Isabella, turns to the power of music and engages the castrato Farinelli to sing for the king. The plan is such a success in lifting the king from his malaise that the monarch keeps Farinelli all for himself, and the once great singer, beloved throughout Europe, becomes a permanent and exalted member of the court, even accompanying the king and queen when they move to a hopefully idyllic life in the country. It's a simple tale, deftly handled by director John Dove, with moments of gentle humour coupled to moments of aching poignancy, all beautifully conveyed by the cast. Rylance, unsurprisingly, is mesmerising. It's a little difficult to know how he does it, to be honest, where so many great performances are often judged on the level of their bigness and histrionics. His style is quite the opposite. Anyone who saw Wolf Hall, where his eyebrows seem to be vying for a BAFTA all of their own, will know his knack of underplaying everything but still being absolutely riveting. Here he handles the melancholy and the humour effortlessly, and on the night I went even managed to pitch in with a perfect ad-lib when an audience member dropped a plastic cup. It says a lot for the rest of the cast, though, that they are far from overshadowed by Rylance. Melody Grove is delightful as Isabella, while Edward Peel is suitably pompous as stuffy courtier Della Quadra. Sam Crane does a fine job as Farinelli, but his performance is a little overshadowed by the astonishing voice of Yestyn Davis, who takes over the role for singing duties. Sadly, the run is short. It finishes on the 8th of March, and tickets are like gold dust due to Rylance's presence. But it's well worth trying for returns if you can. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.